BBC Sounds. Music, radio, podcasts. Scott Mills.
The Friday Behind the Scenes Bonus Extra Bits Podcast with Chris Stark.
Hello everyone, welcome to the Friday Extra Podcast. This is the one at the end of the week. You get the Scott Mills Daily every day, Monday to Thursday. And then on Friday, it's a little bit looser as we take you back in time to vintage Mills.
So, last week was 2012. This week, let's focus on 2013. We were knocking it out of the park even then. Do you know what I mean?
2013 was a very, very good year on the show. I've just seen what's coming up in this podcast. God. This is amazing. Just to give you an insight, we've got a little list of things that are coming up. And the second thing you're going to hear in this podcast is like an ongoing joke. Look, me and Scott still have.
It seemed like a really good idea at the time. But with hindsight, you can look back on things and go, maybe that wasn't the greatest idea, you know?
But yeah. But anyway, before we get to that, should we kick things off with an older innuendo bingo?
She won't like that.
No, I didn't mean that with her. I just mean it was an older innuendo bingo. It's nothing to do with the person who was on it. The actually very young at heart, Lorraine Kelly.
Actual Lorraine Kelly is here playing innuendo bingo. I can't believe this. So good. Lorraine's heard the game before, but she has never taken part. Do you know, you were on my my dream list of people to play it, of course.
Okay, good. Hope I don't disappoint.
I do want you to get fully involved, though,
yes,
Lorraine.
Yes, yes.
You know, you might never do it again, so get fully involved.
Absolutely.
There is a bin there if you want it, but I wouldn't bother with that. I'd just aim at him.
Yeah, you don't mean.
The unspoilt. No. Did you just call him unspoilt?
Yeah, well, he was changing his T-shirt, so I was able to see his wee chest, and it's so cute. Mm.
Unspoilt.
That's
what she called you. Unspoilt.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's lovely.
Here we go.
It's Tuesday. It's 1:45.
It is.
This is Innuendo Bingo.
Are we ready?
Yes.
Yes, right, I can't believe this. It's so exciting.
Lorraine Kelly, fill your cheeks.
Cheers. And is it just water?
Yeah.
Just the water.
Okay. It's quite cold.
But do put a lot in your mouth.
Okay.
If you can. Just quite a lot. Just I nearly said something really bad. Mm-hmm. A large mouthful. Ready? Laughing already. And we start with a TV show called Daybreak. No hands, Lorraine, that's the rules. Mm. If the water spills, it spills. And Richard Arnold, let's slip a behind-the-scenes secret here.
The weather, shocking, can you believe it? I went out yesterday in a short and had to go to a shop to buy a trouser. Apparently our very own Sue Jameson has had to cover her lettuce with a fleece.
This is amazing! You're right, Lorraine. You see, he does go for it. He goes for
no,
it.
No, it's fine. I was being polite. I'm not going to be polite.
No.
Okay. Right, okay.
No, take that out.
Yeah.
No politeness. And now...
Are we going again?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh,
on and on.
There's quite a few, Lorraine.
No, it's fine.
Okay.
You ready?
Oh, God, it's not fine, is it? Okay. Over to Dame Helen Mirren now at the Olivier Awards on Innuendo Bingo. Very open-minded in the theatre.
And also a very special thanks to two fantabulous dollies who, Judge Maria.
Oh, it's rude.
I'm sorry, I've got it all over your bed.
Oh, hen.
No, we're fine. Wow, I never thought I'd hear that.
This is incredible. Okay. She's loving it. Loving life.
I'm loving life.
This is brilliant. Okay.
Okay.
More water, please.
Yep.
Back to BBC Radio 1 next. Mm. And Danny Howard has an exciting invitation from Alice Levine.
I thought you were going to say someone let you down, so you had to ask me, but thanks for inviting me.
A few people cancelled.
Do I have to come in my pyjamas, by the way?
I'd love you to come in your pyjamas.
Straight in the face there.
Oh,
the rain.
Monkey.
Oh, you little monkey.
Oh, dear. Okay. Right, okay. No, that's fine.
Are you still fine? Or are
you
going to have a divas drop any second?
No.
Are you going to leave?
I'm going to get my revenge.
Okay, I would do that. Right.
I'm still on my first one, and you're
fill your cheeks, Lorraine. Yeah. Fill your cheeks.
Really fill your cheeks.
I hope you're watching this on the Radio 1 website. It's gold. Over to the badminton horse trials now. And the jockey's getting to know their horses very well.
I would like to give him the benefit of the doubt here, I have to say. The horse over jumps, hits the takeoff of the second bank. He decided to pull the horse off.
Can I say, something no. that hit you and then came back on me.
That was a bad one. Ooh, it's cold.
The rain, you're a mess.
I know.
Oh, I'm soaking as well. Oh,
your makeup's all over the shop.
I'm a panda. I'm a panda face.
It's not as bad as you think it is.
Oh, it's all right. Oh, I am panda face, so that's fine.
All fine.
That's all right. Right, are we ready again?
Yeah.
Oh, jeez.
These aren't going to dry out.
You can watch this now on the Radio 1 website. It's fantastic. Mm. Lorraine Kelly playing innuendo bingo. So many people watching. Okay, we cross to MasterChef now. More water, please. Starts to get towards the final. The contestants start using the more unusual ingredients.
They're served with steamed water egg with crab meat, stir-fried cockles and peanuts, a soy and a tofu emulsion, and a side of morning glory.
Lorraine, get him! Get him, Lorraine! You're getting soaked.
I know, it's terrible.
Right.
Goodness, I don't wear anything.
Get him back. Stop being a lady.
You went on cockles.
I went on cockles. Yeah. You had me at cockles.
Yeah. All right.
Oh. Oh, jeez.
Okay, right.
All right, okay.
More water, please.
Yes, we have got.
Let's get through this.
Yep.
Absolutely. We can do this, can't we?
Yeah, we're on.
Right, we're on.
Oh. Okay, we're going over to the snooker now from last week. Mm-hmm. And Steve Davis making this very enlightening short film about the science of snooker.
Our friends on the BBC show Plastics How It Works have explained the story in loving detail, recreating that initial solution and dipping their balls in it.
That was the worst one. Oh dear.
Steve Davis.
I know. Who I knew? Know. Being interesting.
More water, please.
And rude. Okay. Mm.
They are the snooker players are obsessed with the balls.
Yes.
Dennis Taylor couldn't contain himself when he was on Pointless recently.
Oh yeah. Well, if Chaz and Dave's worst record comes up, I might be able to get that snooker loopy. Does anybody remember that? Eh?
No.
Chaz shot a ball into my mouth, so I had to catch a white ball in my mouth.
Before you,
that
I was
vicious.
So
yeah.
ahead.
No,
there.
That was just
that was a good one.
That was an opportunity one.
Oh, geez.
Okay.
Right.
More water. Mm-mm. We're not going to get Lorraine Kelly on bingo again, are we? You might as well make it a good one.
Good point.
Over to Gardener's Question Time now. Mm. You know Anne Swithenbank?
Stop that! I've run out now.
All right. More water for Lorraine, please. Water for Kelly. This is carnage.
Oh, are we the worst it's ever been as far as getting
away?
We must be.
Oh, it's up there.
You know Anne Swithenbank?
Yes.
Ooh. Anyway. Oh. Here she is. Water, please.
Do you mollycoddle your tulips, Anne Swithenbank?
Oh, fine. Gardener's Question Time have been at it again. This story about a torch seems to have got these ladies really quite overexcited, as you're about to hear.
No.
No?
No.
No, really?
No.
Can you imagine the scene? Sitting, this poor lady sitting squatted down the corner of a car park with a torch.
Oh, great.
Don't you think the neighbours might talk?
Oh, you got a rat bag?
She calls you a rat bag.
It's an honour.
It's an honour. Okay, get him, Lorraine.
I'm going to.
We're going over to BBC Radio 2 now.
Oh, right, okay.
Water, loads of it. Mm-hmm. Do you think Richard Allenson is slightly regretting choosing this text topic on his show?
Thank you for your mails and your texts and your tweets this morning. Silly games, in honour of the Knob Festival.
Water, please. quickly.
What do you mean quickly?
Quickly, I've got more to play. Chris? Mm-hmm. Hello? Mm-hmm.
Going on in Dorset tomorrow. Manran said, silliest game I played has to be hide the sausage.
I've never played that.
Knowing look to camera. Lorraine, you are filth.
I'm
okay. More water, please. Mm-hmm. Mm. Now, pray silence for Dame Dale Winton.
Horseradish sauce is traditionally served.
I know what's coming.
He knows what. We've played this one before. Oh, Lorraine, are you okay?
I'm fine.
We need to get this woman a towel.
No, it's fine.
Okay.
It's good.
Are you having more?
Thank you.
Not long now.
No, it's fine. Right. You can't just do it when you just hear Dale Winton.
No, I'm sorry.
It's because he's heard it before. It's a good one. Mm. Over to Dale Winton.
Horseradish sauce is traditionally served with which roast meat? I love it too.
Thinking all this, pretty sure it's beef.
Okay.
So I think I'm going to plump for beef.
Dude. Would you like me to take beef as your answer?
Yes, please do.
I accept beef. I'm looking for beef.
If you've got a filthy mind.
I accept beef. I'm looking for beef.
I'm looking for beef.
He's looking for beef. God love the man.
Oh, Lorraine.
What?
Nothing. This one's even better.
So I'm going to go with head.
You're fairly convinced the answer is head.
Yes.
Shall I accept head?
So I'm going to go with head.
You're fairly convinced the answer is head.
Yes.
Shall I accept head?
That gets great. Look at Greg James outside. He's absolutely loving it. Okay. Two more.
Right, okay.
Oh, jeez.
Are you okay, son?
Yeah, I risk assessed this.
Oh, she called you son.
I didn't, yeah. I didn't put the bingo trousers on. I didn't think it was going to be like this.
Wow, it is. More water, Brett. Here we go. Let's go over to Antiques Roadshow now.
Well, I can show you, in fact.
But show me.
OK, well, if we look at the binoculars, they've got a rubber bumper on them.
Yes.
And that. And then you take this rubber off.
That looks a bit stiff.
It's quite
pretty
tight.
Pretty tight.
Yes.
Brain's lost it. OK, one more. Mm-hmm. Then we can all dry off.
OK. Mm-hmm.
It's a classic from Rick Stein.
It's called Ensaimada, and no Majorcan feast is complete without it. The king of Majorcan lardy cake, because that's what it reminds me of, is Miguel Pujol.
Must manage his rubbish. I didn't get that one.
Again?
It's called Ensaimada, and no Majorcan feast is complete without it. The king of Majorcan lardy cake, because that's what it reminds me of, is Miguel Pujol.
Oh, jeez. Oh.
Right, well, that's been...
this has been an honour.
One of my favourite things ever on this show. Thank you so much, Lorraine Kelly.
Hey!
Playing innuendo bingo. Oh. What a sport, a national treasure, and up for a laugh. Thanks for watching, if you did.
Oh, that's not good.
Oh, no. Wringing out the clothes. Are you all right, Lorraine?
I'm really good. That was really good fun.
Really enjoyed that.
It was really good. We're going to now go and get toweled down, aren't we?
Yeah, we are.
Okay, good.
We'll towel each other down.
We'll towel each other down.
Thanks, Lorraine.
Thank you, lovely.
Lorraine still loves our show, you know. I still get messages now and again going, hello, you wee child.
do you remember during that innuendo bingo, that is exactly what she called me. Didn't she describe me as unspoiled?
Oh, it's so unspoiled.
At one point.
That's what she said. Which is really not true, especially even in 2013.
No, by 2013, I was quite spoiled.
You were spoiled. And most of 2012, that happened. Yeah. Anyway, now it's time for... Do I have to say the name of it?
Yeah.
Okay, so you know when you've got numbers in your phone and you don't know who it is, really? So it'll be like...
Jenny Kavos.
Yeah, Jenny Kavos. Or like, I don't know,
It could be anything, like Tommy Pizza. Yeah. It's where you've met someone, you don't really know their last name, you just about remember their first name. It's often a night's out, this, but then you've saved as their second name the place where you've met them.
Yeah, like I've got, I saw one the other day, I've got Ray Drains.
Yeah, you've got Vanessa Durex.
I have, because I used to do a lot of work for Vanessa Durex. That's not her name, she works at a condom company. So you see what I mean? So you've completely forgotten who the person is and how you met them. So we call up some of the people from your phone book in a feature we called Fish Pie Sue. We've all got those numbers in our phone and you saved them at the time and it probably made sense then. But now you're like, nope, I don't know who that is. Chat to the girl that's got Michael Garlic Bread in her phone. Doesn't know who that is at all. Not a clue. We've all got them. But what about if we solve the mystery for you? That random person saved in your phone, you don't know, can't remember why they're in there. What about if I got you to call them up and then you'd know who it is? Mystery over. Hi, Nathan.
Hello.
Who's in your phone?
Scouse Taco Man.
Scouse Taco Man.
Yeah.
Okay. So have you ever been to Liverpool?
Yeah, I only to watch the football, though.
Have you ever had a taco there?
I don't think I have.
Ever bought a taco off a man in Liverpool?
I can't say that I have, no.
Are you sure?
So this is a weird one. So you don't have any idea who this person is?
No, I haven't got a clue. Well, I think it was from last time I was in Liverpool when I was watching the football. I got quite drunk and just I checked my phone the next day and I saw Scouse Taco Man.
This is perfect.
You don't recall anything or anyone of this name or with a taco?
No, I got a KFC. I didn't even get a taco.
See, I'd remember if I had a taco, I would.
Yeah, it's quite a memorable food, isn't it?
Yeah.
And also, you haven't got any names for this one. Just a description.
No. Yeah, exactly.
And a use.
And that's how he's in your phone.
Yeah, but it'll be useful if I do go up to Liverpool and want a taco.
Exactly.
Well, if that's what he offers, I mean, it could be something else. Maybe it could have been a Scouse man that was eating a taco. That you, I don't know why. Maybe you made friends with him like on a night out. Or he looked like a taco, yeah. That's a possibility. Yeah.
There's a man that looked like a taco. Hey, Nath, wouldn't it be great if we could ring him right now?
Yeah, do it.
Give me the number for Scouse Taco Man.
Okay, I'll have to find it first. Hold on.
Okay. I'm going to take you off air now so the listeners can't hear this number. Wait there, listeners. Okay, Nathan, I've got the number of Scouse Taco Man now. Are you ready to ring him?
Yeah, ready.
Right. We all want to know who this is. I really hope he answers.
I'm busting the gut to know who it is.
I know. Mm. Aren't we all? Let's ring him.
Oh. Hello. Who's this?
Who's this?
This is I'm Nathan. I've got you in my phone as Scouse Taco Man. I just wanted to know who you were because I can't really remember putting you in my phone.
Ah.
Do you sell tacos?
Oh.
Hello?
I'm a chap from Liverpool.
You're from Liverpool?
Yeah.
Oh. And do you sell tacos? Do you eat tacos?
No, I don't, mate. Don't know what you're going on about.
I've got you in my phone as Scouse Taco Man.
Nah, you got the wrong number, mate.
Do you know what I think you've done?
What?
He's gone, by the way. He said that he was a taxi driver. I think he's Scouse Taxi Man.
Yeah. Yes.
I've misspelled it.
That's what's happened.
Oh, yeah, you see, I do this when I'm drunk.
And you've just rang him asking about tacos.
He's like, no. No, it's like you do, though. You do. You sell tacos.
That is blatantly it.
That's what's happened.
Yeah.
But
you know what? This solves a mystery.
It does, yeah.
Oh, you obviously just got a cab, didn't it?
Well, thank you, guys. You've helped me out in a life mystery.
Do you think you'll call him up next time you're in Liverpool? He's a taxi driver.
If I need a taxi, I guess.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Okay, thanks so much, Nathan. I'm glad we could help in some way.
Cheers, Scott.
Scott Mills.
Louise, where do you live, please?
South Wales in Swansea.
Okay. And you are another person that's got one of those names and numbers and you've no idea who it is.
Yeah, no idea.
Okay, how long do you reckon you've had that number in there for?
I think probably about a year, maybe more.
And tell us what it's under in your contacts list.
Okay, it's under fish pie soup.
Oh, wow.
Fish pie soup. Oh, I can't wait for this one. I hope she answers. We've said this for a while. We got your email a while ago, and we've always said that this is our favourite one.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I really want to know who Fish Pie Sue is.
Yeah, me too. I have no idea.
So are you all right if we call Fish Pie Sue?
Yeah, why not?
You have the number. I mean, all it takes is for you to give that to me and we can make that happen.
Okay.
And just try and work out how and where you may have met her.
Right, okay.
Well, and also, hopefully this phone will ring.
Yeah.
I mean, has it been a while since you possibly spoke to Fish Pie Sue?
Yeah, definitely. It's been a long time.
Okay.
Okay. So I'm going to set you off air now. Only we will be able to hear the number. The listeners won't hear a thing, all right?
Okay.
Wait there, listeners. Okay, so I do have Fish Pie Sue's number now written down.
Yeah.
You ready to give her a call?
Yeah.
So we're about to call a person that Louise has in her phone called Fish Pie Sue. Hopefully she'll remember her, and hopefully Louise will get to the bottom of how she may have met Fish Pie Sue. Okay, I'm calling the number. Are you ready?
Yeah.
I really hope she answers. This is going to be my favourite one, if so. Please answer. It's ringing. Good luck.
Oh, hi, is that Sue?
Speaking.
Oh, hi, Sue. Basically, I've come across your number in my phone and you're under Fish Pie Sue. I'm just trying to work out how I know you and why I've named you Fish Pie Sue.
You come off as blocked, so I've got no idea who you are. What's your name, you're lovely?
My name's Louise. I'm from South Wales.
Yeah, I don't know how.
You're from Cardiff.
I can't help you off the top of my head. My memory's not that good, and I don't often make fish pie.
Have you ever made a fish pie, no?
I have, yes.
You have?
Yes, but I'm not a cook.
Maybe we ate fish pie together once?
Got no idea, darling.
And I don't really eat fish, so...
I can't think, but it's very intriguing, isn't it?
Have you got any numbers in your phone?
Oh, yeah, always, because I just say I do the same. I have pieces of paper where I take some numbers down of through this or whatever. Don't worry. Anyway, if we bump into each other again at some point, we'll have to remember this. All right, love you.
All right, I'll see you soon, Fish Pie Sue.
Can I just jump in? Nice. Sue?
Yeah?
Hi, my name's Scott Mills. I'm calling from BBC Radio 1.
Right.
We're doing a thing on our show where... our listeners have numbers in their phone and they have no idea where they met them.
Now, I'm too old for Radio 1, Scott.
Oh, it doesn't matter about that. I'm genuinely intrigued as to why Louise has got your number in as Fish Pie Sue. I don't normally jump in, but I really, really want to know how you two met. Surely we've got to be able to hammer this out somehow.
We can't work this one out.
I just can't think.
Sue,
of it.
When's the last time you made a fish pie?
I can't remember.
No, this is why it's very odd. This is why it's a mystery, and I'm worried that it's going to be unsolved.
And it's been in my phone for a long time.
Well, it's lovely to talk to you, Scott.
You too, Sue. Thank you very much.
You are.
Thank you.
I'm just a Radio 4 listener.
No, that's good. It's still BBC. It's all good. All right, you two say bye to each other then.
Bye.
Louise, thank you for this. It's a bit bizarre, but thank you very much.
Yeah, I apologise for the awkward conversation.
Thank you very much, Sue.
Take care. Lovely to talk to you both.
Bye.
Bye.
And there it is, Fish Pie Sue. It's not the worst idea. I think the problem with this feature was the name.
We didn't need a name for it.
It also, what we were after was stories about like meeting someone on a night out or holiday romance, that kind of thing. Fish Pie Sue...
gives off the wrong idea as to what the feature is and made it very, very difficult to explain.
Yeah, but then someone who was working on the show at the time used to call people up and go, hello, is that Michelle? I'm calling about your fish pie soon. Yeah. They'd be like, what do you mean? That's not a thing.
It's not a thing.
Anyway, next, this is one of my faves. Chris paid 25 quid for a holiday.
We were talking the other day trying to remember how much this holiday was. I can't believe it's £25.
And I was convinced it was going to be absolutely disastrous. I think at one point we even mocked up a picture of you on BBC News in a war zone.
You did. And you sent me down to Rogue Traders before I went on the holiday just to make sure.
But you went and then you came back to tell the tale.
Hey, I've done another picture for your holiday.
Oh, right. Okay.
So Chris is going to the Isle of Fernando's tomorrow off of off of Take Me Out. Same place.
I didn't know it was. I booked a, I found this nice voucher deal for a holiday.
And how much is it?
It's £25 per person.
Including?
The accommodation for a week, champagne on arrival, and a food
a welcome
pack.
Food pack.
Well, they say that there's like a welcome pack.
I've been looking forward to this for months because, I mean, something about it, I just smell something not right about it. It's suspicious to me. £25 for a week.
Yeah. You're thinking, and I think you love this, in-betweeners hotel.
Yeah, that's what exactly what I'm thinking, which would suit you.
Right. But I'm saying that I've been on the review site, not one bad review.
Well, it's because they
take
them down.
Not one bad photo.
Or the hotel write them. Not one bad photo. It's 25 quid.
That's what I'm saying. I think I've got the bargain of the century.
You've spent more on toiletries, including mosquito repellent for Fernando's.
Yes.
You've spent 40 quid on that. Sun cream, mosquito net.
I've bought three different types of insect bite.
Bless you.
Not me too sure.
Oh, yeah, you haven't been abroad much.
No.
No. So this is what I've kind of mocked up for you. Radio 1 man arrives in Fernando's.
Oh, what is this?
No hotel. He says he should have listened to Radio 1's Scott Mills, who said it was too much of a bargain. Mills said that £25 for a week sounds suspicious. Man says that he's an idiot and won't do it ever again. Millions of listeners agree with Scott Mills. That's what I'm saying.
This is ridiculous. I'm looking at the picture right now.
Mm-hmm. I've done another little mock-up of what it would look like on BBC News 24, on BBC News channel. This is one of my favourites so far from the mock-ups. So it's got like the scrolling news kind of banner, and then you'll see there...
It's like a quote from me saying, I should have listened to Scott Mills.
Yeah, but on the banner of the scrolling news, it says, animal carcass found in bath. And then you're talking to Jane Hill off the news. You're doing one of those. So we can cross over live to Fernando's now to speak to Chris. And there you are in front of the half-made
it's
building.
It's a bargain. It's going to be great. But you got me concerned. I mean, I shouldn't have this kind of fear before I go on holiday.
I'm just... Go and have a look at that. I've just done a mock-up of what it would look like if, let's just say...
Oh, loads of people are liking
you
it.
You were
well.
On
There's
the
nothing
news.
Nothing to like about it.
And... It does say, yes, Chris, I should have listened to Scott Mills.
Scott Mills.
All right, Chris?
Very good. How
Back
are you?
Back from Fernando's.
Check out the tan.
There's nothing there.
What you're serious?
There's nothing.
Bronzed. Seriously.
Right, how many... I know that you hate spending time in the sun, right?
Yeah.
So, like, every day, how long, wearing sun protection, would you say you sat in the sun for?
Oh, I lathered the stuff on.
Yeah, but how long do you actually sit in it for before you
got
bored?
I'll do like 10, 15 minutes, but then I'll go to the bar and then I'll come back and do that. I mean, accumulatively, if that's a word, it was a few hours.
Per day?
Per week.
Oh, right. So 3 hours in
no,
the week.
No, but I would do 15. I was like a professional tanner. I'd do 15 minutes on.
You weren't.
Hour in the bar. Oh. 15 minutes on, hour in the bar.
Okay.
You let it sink in, Scott. You get a deeper tan.
And how was the war zone of Fernando's?
It was incredible. I had a lovely time, thank you. And I know you don't... The thing
what?
Is, you're not going to believe me here.
Right, stop the music.
Right, so...
So it was 25 quid.
Deal of the century. You were all doubting me. It was amazing. And I'm not even joking. Firstly, the weather was nice.
Well, I knew the weather would be nice.
The place, I have to admit, when I turned up, there was a massive construction site to the left, which I was concerned about, but no building work took place in that, and it wasn't my accommodation.
How near were you to the construction site?
Right, I mean, next door, but there was no construction work taking place.
Oh, they were having a break?
There was no timeshare, as you predicted, and I wasn't on a flight path. It was amazing.
And
when you looked out to sea, how visible were the cranes?
No, honestly, this and no one's going to believe it. That's a, no one's going to believe it.
£25.
I had an amazing holiday.
What was in the welcome pack?
The welcome pack actually exceeded expectations. There was a nice bottle of what's it called, Prosecco.
Right.
Which was great. But then obviously when Watford went through, which we do need to talk about, the I sprayed that everywhere, so that was wasted.
Oh.
And there was boxes of cereal.
Smell him.
And a nice...
Spraying Prosecco everywhere now.
Don't start on that. And there was a loaf of bread. Very nice.
Oh, that's very good. So Prosecco and bread. I've got to say, fair play to you. I can't fault it.
No.
I thought it was going to be absolutely horrendous.
I think all
How
of you...
How disappointing.
Yeah, exactly. All of you hoped it would be. No, I had an amazing time.
Good. Okay, right. Have you got any videos from this holiday? Because I'm struggling to believe it that the cost of that is as good as you say it is.
The thing is, you'll see it's a very pleasant room that I had.
Right.
And also, look, went to go see the whales and the dolphins on one day. That was pleasant. Look at that video. See, that's good.
This is really annoying me now.
It's annoying you because I had a nice time.
No, I don't ever begrudge you having a nice time. It's just, it's so cheap.
Yeah.
And I don't get it.
Do you know what? I think a few other people have, judging by the text, similar deal. And let me reassure you, it's brilliant.
And, like, what were the beds in the rooms?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, full-on beds. There was a working toilet. But I'm underselling it. It was a good toilet.
Was it?
It had one of those...
Well, like a Japanese one with all the instructions
no,
on.
No, it had one of those little levers. Ones next to it that you're never sure what quite to do.
Oh, the bidet.
The bidet.
Did you have a go just in case? I always do.
Never tried it. I find the thing so intimidating.
Why?
Because what on earth are you going to do
it's
with
quite
that?
Nice. You just switch it on and... Woo.
Do you... you
try it.
So
if there's ever one, which there isn't really
no
anymore.
No one uses them.
No, they do. And actually, when I was in Greece last year, the hotel did have one. You've got to make use of it if it's there.
I just
turn it on, sit down. Woo,
really?
Just a few seconds.
The thought of it just... I don't see why anyone would do
it.
It'll
change your life.
Civilized world.
Cannot believe... You didn't have a go on that. Scott Mills. Now, I'm not sure what this next bit is, but it says Demi Lovato's free nipples.
That'll do.
2013 really was different, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Anyway, Demi Lovato was here, and I think she was talking about, like, the free food you get in hotels.
Oh, I don't think try and guess this one. All we've got in front of us here is Demi Lovato's free nipples.
Let's go
with
work
that. Out what it is.
Yeah. And good afternoon, Demi Lovato.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm really good. I've been quite excited about this interview for a while now.
Yay!
I saw on Twitter recently, on your Twitter, that you were stuck in traffic. I'm obsessed with this, right? And it was traffic caused by your own concert.
No, I had retweeted Taylor Swift.
Oh, that
Taylor
was her.
Taylor Swift had tweeted that, and I thought it was hilarious, so I retweeted it.
Oh, that must be
but
weird.
But there has been a time, there has been times where that's happened. There was a time where, one time I took... there was a concert in San Diego. I was playing with the Jonas Brothers, and... we literally got off stage and went straight to the jet. And so when we were taking off, we could see the traffic below us from the venue that we just played. So we, as people are leaving the venue, like stuck in traffic, we were already flying out of the city.
Now
we're
that's,
like, hey,
that's
look,
cool.
That's where
that's
we just
how you
played.
Roll. That is cool.
You don't want to be stuck in a traffic jam caused by yourself.
As you're flying over in your
just
jet.
Just fly.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Do you use private jets a lot?
It just depends on what it's for. It's like, I'm good with regular flying. I don't really need a private jet everywhere I go, but I'm sure if I had just like copious amounts of money to just waste, then I'm sure I would take one
Simon
everywhere
Cowell.
I went. Yeah. I am not Simon Cowell. Yeah. So.
I want to know what they're like on the inside. Are they like limos where you get like drinks and stuff? I don't really know what a private jet consists of.
There's been a few that are pretty awesome. There was one private jet that I went on and it was dope. Like it was amazing. I was flying to London from LA and the outside, the exterior was completely black. So it was like a black private jet and the inside, it had like 24 karat gold.
What?
China.
That get free nibbles.
You drink your tea out of, huh?
I think you've got
free
more
nibbles.
Than free nibbles.
Free nipples?
Nibble. What? I mean snacks.
Oh, okay.
Nibbles,
okay.
Not nipples.
Pack of Pringles.
Yeah,
mind
well,
you, for that
yeah.
money that it costs, I would want free nipples.
Do you get free nipples on your private jet?
I'm sure some people do.
Yeah,
sure you can.
I unfortunately
Simon Cowell.
Did not. I didn't get any. But I did get some free nibbles.
That's my highlight of the interview. Wow.
Free nibbles.
2013, Lorraine Kelly, Fish Pie Sue, A Holiday in Fernando's, and Free Nipples from Demi Lovato. What a year. We'll be back with another Friday Extra podcast next week.
BBC Sounds.
Hey, listen to this. Yeah, I don't know what that is. Because in the 24th century, we don't have animals, birds, insects, or trees. So if all of this stuff has gone, tell me, what on earth did you do?
Forest 404, a brand new drama podcast starring Pearl Mackie. Listen to Forest 404 first on the BBC Sounds app.